Jackie, what's on your mind to start us off?
Perspective taking in communication. I noticed that a lot of times relationships are struggling because there's a lot of conflict in the communication, so they don't communicate effectively. And there's conflict in the communication because each person wants their words to be the center of the conversation. We have to be able to take another person's perspective in order to move forward and to deepen our relationships. When I have something to share with my husband, I'm sharing from what I think, what's happening in my mind, what happened in my body when that event happened, what I desire, what I dream about. That's what I'm talking about. When I say it to the other person, they're hearing it through what they desire, where they've been, what happened on their side, how their mind works. And so it sounds different. It sounds wrong. It sounds like a lie to them because it's not their truth. And so we have to actually practice perspective taking. We have to practice regulating ourselves, our emotions, centering ourselves, grounding ourselves while another person is sharing something that's hard for us to hear. And if we can do that, we can deepen our emotional intimacy, we can grow in our empathy and get to understand and know our person. I hear so many people that are in families that they feel unknown and unseen. I know people who don't really know their parents. They couldn't say that they know who they are and what they think and what they want out of life because we don't listen to each other. As soon as someone starts to tell you something that you don't already think, you tell them that's wrong. No, that never happened. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm just encouraging the listeners, if you want to have more effective communication, consider what I heard Dr. Jim Burns say one day. Do you want to be right or do you want to be in this relationship? And most often people want to be right and they think that the other person should concede for them so that they can feel good. And I'm just asking, take others' perspectives because the vantage point and the frame of reference really does matter in the story. If you think about the Gospels and the Bible, it's four different versions of the same story. And because we have everybody's perspectives and everybody's viewpoints, we have a deeper, richer understanding of that experience.
Yes.
And so we need the different perspectives. I do, when I do workshops, I have a volunteer couple stand up in the middle of the room and describe the room without turning their head, look past that person, describe the room. And they describe it differently because they have different vantage points. Mm-hmm. Neither are wrong, neither are lying, but they are looking at it from a different angle. And if we can just hold that in our bodies while we are taking another person's perspective, we can improve our communication and our relationships.
Jim?
That's a great word. When I was early in our marriage, I used to say in my humble opinion, and then I would say, and Kathy says, in your humble opinion, you always think you're right. And I had to change my humble opinion and my way.
Yes.
So how do you do it, though, when, let's say somebody's talking to you, wow, we're running out of time here. Somebody's talking to you, you're listening to them, and you may not interrupt them, but in your mind, you're already interrupting them, and you're not even listening to everything else they're saying, because in your mind, you're already having your own conversation.
Yeah, that's where mirroring comes in. If I have to remember what you said to say it back to you, then I can't be preparing my defense.
Nice. I like that.